Expanding on the definition, now cock and ball torture has all sorts of levels, just like other forms of BDSM play. It can range from simple things like tickling or edging to more severe forms during which inflicting pain on the cock and balls is agreed upon and enjoyed by both. This might include somewhat limited flogging, spanking, cock and/or testicle torture with toys, and varied amounts of pain. These types of pain-inducing cock and ball torture have usually been talked about in advance, and the submissive or slave often has fetishes that involve masochism, while the dom has fetishes that include sadism. The important part of this phrase is the word, torture. We usually think of torture as inflicting pain. This is not necessarily the case with CBT. Much of it can occur without any pain at all. In that case, you can just call it gay BDSM play. Two or more men playing with penises and balls in lots of different ways. Types of cock and ball torture, oh the possibilities. If you have been into BDSM sex in other forms, you have obviously found the dom-sub relationship and practices pleasing. There may have been spanking, flogging, bondage, tickling, and the use of some devices, ropes, handcuffs, objects for insertion, etc. And you and your partners may have even traded the dom-sub roles or brought other men into the scenarios. But you may have only minimally experimented with penis and testicle torture. If this is true, then you may be interested in exploring some types of CBT that you and your man may want to try. Here are some types and tips. Beginners, start with chastity activities. Chastity is a great way to explore CBT because it does involve a dom-sub, master-slave relationship and some torture without real pain. The point of chastity CBT is for the sub to be denied any means of pleasing himself sexually, even though he is aroused, hard, and ready to go. It's all about control and humiliation. Chastity CBT can occur in a few different ways. The master can use restraints to tie his slave to a chair or to bedposts securing wrists and hands. Then he can jack off in full view of his slave, causing that slave to get an erection but have no way to take care of himself. The master can bring a third man into the scenario and have sex with him while the sub must watch, get aroused, and yet have no way of pleasing himself. In more severe scenarios, the man who endures the chastity may be restrained for longer periods of time. In these practices, some type of device is used, often called a penis prison. The receiver's penis and testicles are encased in a locked rubber device with a hole at the end, so he can pee. This also leaves the rest of his body free to move about and carry on other normal life activities. The master sadist is also free to engage in all sorts of practices that will arouse his partner. This may go on for days depending on the level of masochism the receiving partner has. Chastity CBT is a great introduction to BDSM for gay men who are beginners to this type of sex. Chastity does not involve actual physical pain, although many men say the deprivation does create some limited pain and can be a type of testicle torture. But the real goal of chastity CBT is humiliation, along with sensory deprivation. The master is in complete control of when and if his partner is allowed to get it off. And the humiliation is accented when other men are brought into the mix, and he must watch. Moving beyond chastity CBT, cock and ball torture can go way beyond the chastity activities that guys engage in. These will usually involve inflicting pain, but at a variety of different levels based on what two consenting adults have talked about and the levels of sadism and masochism they both want. Exploring these varieties can often begin via online chats with other gay guys who have experienced lots of CBT activities in both roles and taking suggestions and advice from them. There are also online BDSM videos that show actual cock and ball torture activities in real life. Many of these go well beyond the CBT that beginners have experienced, but they can supply a wealth of information as consenting adults play out their fantasies and fetishes in the BDSM world. These are far better than a mere article describing the activity where visuals may be limited. Cock and ball torture can happen with or without devices. CBT without devices. Manual CBT can include such activities as finger flicking, tickling, squeezing, hard sucking, and even biting both the penis and the balls. Depending on the level of these things, levels of pain follow. Before engaging in manual torture, each partner will need to agree on a safe word or gesture to be used when the pain level becomes too intense. Devices may be used on other parts of the body during manual CBT, restraints, gags, etc. It's really all about control of one over the other. CBT with devices. The world of pleasure pain devices for gay guys is huge and worth exploring in depth. In addition to chastity devices, there are ball weights and stretchers, some that will even vibrate. There are devices that will provide a small electric shock or sound vibrations. And there are even tiny devices to be inserted into the urethra that will inflict various levels of pain. Even hot wax is something that guys can get off on. And of course, there are devices for flogging both of these organs. Again, you can read an article and see visuals of these devices or view videos of their actual use by consenting adults. Before you spend your money, though, make sure you have talked about your willingness to try these devices during your BDSM sex and especially confirm that the submissive is willing to try. There's a big difference between lightly spanking a penis in mild CBT play and using a device that inflicts great pain. Important tips for safety during CBT. Cock and ball torture is a unique form of sex in the gay world. Yes, it is about control, deprivation, and humiliation, but in achieving these goals, there are safety considerations too. Both partners should be sober and in control of their mental faculties. Move slowly at first. A cock and testicles can be damaged if the activity is too intense. Increase intensity gradually. Don't leave devices on, other than those for chastity, for too long. Anything that puts pressure or binds a cock or testicle for too long can result in damage. Read about a new activity that you decide to pursue. Find an article on the specific activity and be sure you understand exactly how it should be performed safely. Cock and ball torture and play come with risks. In some instances, such play can result in erectile dysfunction. Some final words on CBT. Let's recap. CBT is full of some pretty amazing play as long as it is a type of play that is moved into gradually, especially if both partners are new to the game. CBT can involve lots of varied play that may not even involve pain infliction. It is first and foremost about who is in charge and who is the recipient of the torture and the types of sadistic or masochistic pleasures that each wants. CBT involves both manual activities and those that include devices. As devices are incorporated into this torture and play, both partners must discuss their use and the safe words or gestures that will be in place. All partners must be aware of the risks involved and commit to taking steps to avoid any activities that could result in long-term damage. Now that you have at least a basic understanding of CBT, it's time to get your game on.